We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Bill Ahern, Director of Policy and Communications at the Tax Foundation here in Washington. We want to get his thoughts on the announcement from President Obama on Monday that the government will be accelerating the spending of the stimulus money passed back in February in an effort to create some 600,000 jobs throughout the summer. And Bill, thanks so much for being with us.
Always good to talk to you, Greg.
Obviously, we had a huge debate back in February and even before that about the stimulus plan. And now the Obama administration obviously looking at these jobless numbers month after month and hundreds of thousands lost, a 9.4% unemployment rate. And they say we need to inject this money into the economy even faster. Does it make sense, or is it just pumping more red ink into our economy?
Well, I can understand the president's frustration. He managed to get Congress to approve $787 billion in economic stimulus money, and only $37 billion of it has been spent, according to the government's own website. That's less than 5% of the money after several months. He must indeed be very frustrated, but he knows what state and local and federal government bureaucracy is like, so he should not be really very surprised to see red tape mucking up the expenditure of this money. It may have been, everyone's always comparing our current situation to the Great Depression, and in fact, when the stock market crashed all those many years ago, President Hoover was able to snap his fingers and order that the Department of Commerce build a gigantic new building, and he started the Hoover Dam, which was finished, the largest dam in the world at that time. It was finished in 5 years. Well, we couldn't build a project of that size in 20 years now with all the environmental permitting and building code permitting that everyone insists on at every level of government now. So the president may be whining a little here about the slow-moving wheels of government, but he knows them well, so he shouldn't be surprised.
But we knew from the get-go that most of the money in the stimulus wouldn't actually get shelled out this year, right?
Yes. He's saying that he's going to accelerate it, but it's not at all clear that he will be able to. It may just be empty rhetoric when he sees that only 5% or even less than 5% of the money has been spent. Some things are in the pipeline, and when state governments start repaving roads, there'll be people out on the roads working, and that will help some. But it really isn't all that substantive, and not everyone believes that the government is in a good position to manipulate the economy by creating jobs here and letting them be destroyed there and in general, managing everything.
Bill, we're seeing new polls courtesy of CNN that show that Americans are getting, it would appear, more impatient with Obama's handling of the deficit and of spending. Obviously, now he's pushing for an accelerated spending, but it's money that's already obviously been authorized by Congress. Mm-hmm. Do you get the sense the president is starting to react to, obviously, this ongoing job hemorrhaging, but also American impatience here?
Yes, I think that that the GM bailout was a big stinker in the public's mind, and that the tick up in polling dissatisfaction can be somewhat blamed on that. President Obama, even though those auto companies came begging to the Bush administration in December, and the Bush administration did bring all the future Obama people in so that a coordinated response could be made, but the Obama people backed away at that time, so now the GM bailout is strictly an Obama initiative, and I think a lot of people are seeing the way he skewed the remaining assets of the so-called new GM into the hands of the union. The public is sensing that this was done out of political favoritism and that it's not just a general disservice to the economy that's being performed, and they are unhappy about it, and that's reflected in these new, more unfavorable poll numbers.
Bill, unfortunately, we'll need to stop there. Thank you so much for your time today.
Well, it's always good to talk to you, Greg. Thanks so much.
Bill Ahern is Director of Policy and Communications at the National Taxpayers Union. That does it for Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Find us online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join us next time for Dateline Washington.